I'm George Spencer, and I'm sitting in the middle of Hudson, New York, talking with Jeremy Bullis, Susan Ely, and Ellen Darcy Simpson, and they are going to tell us about the second Saturday Hudson Gallery Crawl. Jeremy, tell us, when is the second Saturday Gallery Crawl?
The Hudson Gallery Crawl is launching on Saturday, June 12th.
So now we're going to hear from Susan Ely.
Jeremy, Ellen, and I got together and decided it would be great to start a Hudson Gallery Crawl in the tradition of gallery walks all over the country in Soho, Bushwick, Lower East Side. We wanted to play off of the dynamic and active art scene here in Hudson. So some of our gallery participants, and they number about 20 in Hudson, and they include our three galleries, September Gallery, Pamela Salisbury Gallery, Carrie Haddad, and
there are also a lot of the businesses in Hudson that are participating. There are so many amazing design stores, fashion boutiques, lifestyle boutiques that are going to stay open late. And anybody that's interested in art, design, culture, looking for a fun night out in a beautiful town, in a beautiful area.
Ellen, tell us a little bit about the stores, the food, some of the design activities that are going on in Hudson and music.
You know, Hudson's known for art, but Hudson's also a great destination for food and music. And one of the fun things that we've lined up are live musicians up and down Warren Street that will be busking. And there'll be jazz and blues, brass bands, swing. And so even just walking down the street will be full of energy, full of music, full of art, and what better could you do on a Saturday night?
I guess we could almost say that after spending a few hours here, you might even decide to come and live here.
That's what I did.
That's what I did.
That's what I'll probably end up doing.
And there are also a couple of other really key anchor organizations in Hudson, like TSL, are going to be having events, movie events. TSL is also a gallery.
Some of the other galleries that are here in Hudson are Elizabeth Moore Fine Art, BCB Art, Slow Art / Limner Gallery, and FRG Objects and Design / Art. Now, this didn't come out of thin air. I know the three of you have been working on this for a long time, and then I think you have some sponsors who've made major contributions in terms of getting this all going.
We've had amazing support from the Hudson Business Coalition, who really helped us connect with all of the small businesses that ultimately decided to participate. And the Hudson Tourism Board has been very supportive as well. And thanks to the Wick Hotel, we also have additional funding, and they've been really supportive and put a lot of energy and funds behind the program as well.
You've gotten amazing cooperation from all kinds of people. Who else has been particularly helpful?
Hudson City Digital, a great company, has devoted their time and energy behind and helped us out learning about spreading the word through digital marketing.
So what are the galleries going to be doing?
Well, they're all going to stay open late. And I know myself, I'll be pouring a lot of Prosecco and opening my doors and showing some amazing art. And I think pretty much that's the plan for all the galleries in Hudson. I think a lot of openings are going to be planned that night.
At Susan Ely Fine Art, we have our opening for our next show, which is featuring two Hudson Valley artists, Lisa Pressman and Jim Napierala. So they'll both be there with lots of colleagues and friends and other artists. And we will also be pouring generously and looking forward to seeing everyone come for that show and the other galleries.
Some of the other galleries that are going to be participating are Caldwell Gallery Hudson, Gallery at 46 Green Street, 510 Warren Street Gallery, Peter Jung Fine Art, and Light Forms Art Center. And Jeremy, what about Window on Hudson?
We're having an opening at Window on Hudson for Hudson resident Chiara. who will be showing her paintings inside in the windows and inside the space, and will also be pouring a lot of Prosecco. And there are, I believe, 5 other openings happening around town.
So who should come? Sounds like there's something for everybody.
Anybody who loves art, loves design, culture, music, great food, beautiful atmosphere, and really it should be a great night.
Susan, what is a gallery crawl?
A gallery crawl is when a group of galleries get together and decide collectively to stay open late on a particular night, and in our case it's the second Saturday of every month. And it's to provide the public with a range of options for art visiting. So it can be anything from traditional to very contemporary art. And it's a way to be able to see a lot in one go, as opposed to one here and one there.
So I wonder how far it is from the top of Warren Street, which is the main street, to the bottom of it.
Well, we have galleries starting all the way at the top by the park, by 7th Street, all the way on down to 1st Street. And there are so many galleries that have opened recently. My own gallery just opened a year ago. And we've gotten almost every single gallery on board.
So that's something like 20 galleries in half a mile.
Yes, which is kind of unheard of in any other town or city that I know of, that you have the concentration of galleries that you have here.
And then you have wonderful restaurants mixed in with them and interesting stores and whatnot. So who should come to this?
Well, you know, I just wanted to throw in that one of the really interesting things I think about the diversity of galleries here in Hudson, as Susie mentioned, there is a diversity of style. So traditional, contemporary, conceptual, it's all here. And it's a lot of really well-known artists, as well as emerging local artists. There's a diversity of price points as well. There's a lot of affordable pieces, and there are pieces that go to second market, and they're really important pieces. So really, anybody who loves the idea of original art, either in their homes or looking at it, seeing what's happening on the art scene right now, what's happening in Hudson is it's happening in New York, it's happening everywhere. This is really an amazing art destination.
Would I be right in saying that Hudson has a higher proportion of emerging artists than you're going to find in major markets?
Yeah, place where artists have congregated from the beginning.
Many of them have their studios and residences here. So when the artists come, then the galleries follow. That's happened in Soho and all of wherever there's an active gallery population. So that's happened here.
And it's easy to get here.
It's a 2-hour trip from New York City. We're close to Boston. We're not far from Albany. We're really in a hub and attract people from all over the region.
And the train stops right at the Hudson train station, which is almost at the foot of Warren Street.
Yes.
Yeah, the train is one of the reasons I'm here. Amtrak is a straight shot up from the city. It stops right at the end of Warren Street. You get off the train and you just walk up the street and just the action's right there. The train is an amazing asset to Hudson.
I don't think we talked of the history of Hudson and the Hudson Valley.
The city of Hudson has gone through a wide range of identities, but in the last 30 years it really has become anchored by craftspeople, artisans, artists.
Some of the additional galleries you're going to want to go to see as part of this gallery crawl are the Tanya Grunart Salon, Chris Davies New York, Art C, Gallery 707 Hudson, and Shakespeare's Fulcrum.
The Hudson Gallery Crawl is launching on Saturday, June 12th. Most businesses will be staying open until 9 p.m. You can find more information at hudsongallerycrawl.com. Please follow us on Instagram and all the rest at Hudson Gallery Crawl. you can get a map with all the participating galleries, stores, food trucks, buskers at the website as well.
Well, I think Jeremy said it all, and I would look in each shop for the bright red poster that advertises the Hudson Gallery Crawl. And if the door is open, come on in, and we'll all be there till 9. And post 9 o'clock, Hudson doesn't shut down. There'll be bars, cafes, and wonderful restaurants that Hudson is known for will stay open generally till 10 or after.
Yes.
Probably after in the
yes.
heat of the
yes.
summer.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be fun.
This is something that there is no excuse for missing if you live here, and there are few excuses for missing if you don't live here.